This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم everyone. Welcome, جزاكم الله خير. If I can have people who are who can come to the masjid to come on this side, there's a lot of room on this side. So we will have in case people come later. So inshallah, it's going to continue to be between Maghrib and Isha. So all of you know the timing. Till Isha becomes much earlier at 7, then we will move to do it after 7. But so far, it's going to be between Maghrib and Isha, so we can't give exact time. Just check ICOI Maghrib time. And anyway, as you see, it takes about 10 minutes after we finish, inshallah. So we're going to go ahead and talk about sins. And this is going to be a long series, as I told you. So last week, if you all remember, we covered the following thing. I'm going to remind you of the poem that we started last week. Who remembers? رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب ويورثها الندم ويورثها الذل إدمانها وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيانها. Memorize this one, or at least the meaning of it. رأيت الذنوب, I came to know, or I came to see, or realize, probably this is even better, to realize that sins will kill the heart. And as I'm going to, especially today, I'll take you through the series. Well, what is sins? Okay, what is major sins? Alhamdulillah. Anything that's not major is minor. Then what is going to happen? So what? As we all say in this country. So what? So what is the big deal? I missed the salah. Why am I making it too difficult? Right? I just said a word. You know, this is how you hear around you. Right? Everybody belittle, and then if you tell them do something or don't, it was like, everybody is doing it. What is the big deal? And then you're going to find out sins, results, it doesn't affect you. And I'm not talking about the akhirah. I'm not talking about punishments or meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or what will happen there. That's not the issue. I sin, and I'm going to refer to myself so everybody don't think it is you. I sin, it's going to affect me. It's going to affect my home. It's going to affect my children. It's going to affect my community. It's going to affect Muslim Ummah. And it's going to affect this earth. In case you don't know. And sometimes I'll see it immediately. Or sometimes I'll see it next week. Or sometimes I die and I don't see it. But who will see it? My children, and my grandchildren, and my offsprings. You'll be surprised. These are from the Sunnah, from the Hadith of Rasulullah, and also from many of course, from the Quran, also many of the saints, I call them, the people who have clear hearts, who look at things and look at it very different than I and you look. So Imam Ahmad, and this is Wahab ibn Munabbih, which is one of the, again, righteous people, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one of the, this is Israeliyat we call it, which is basically, is things have been said before, it does not contradict what we believe. But it's not from the Sahaba, it's not from the Rasulullah. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the children of Israel, Bani Israel, said the following, and I need you all to know this. When I am obeyed, Allah said this, when I am obeyed, I am pleased. And when I am pleased, I bestow my blessings, and there is no end to it. And I'll comment on it. And when I am disobeyed, I am angry. And when I am angry with my servant, Allah, not you and me, I curse him. And my curse reaches his seventh child this way, meaning one generation, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, not seven children. So here I am, I didn't wake up for Friday. A sin? Yes or no? We all agree? Major, minor? Minor. I wish. Everybody will be very happy with me. right? So a sin, we agreed. What will happen? Nothing. I'll go to work, I'll have my coffee, you know, everything is the norm, I'll travel, I'll get my salary, nothing happened, right? Well, externally. And Allah says, you disobeyed me. And he's going to tell me, he's not going to tell me, he's going to say, she disobeyed me. Okay, what will happen? I'm unhappy. Now let's talk about ourselves. Like you told me to do something, think of your children, think of your daughters, and think of your friend, your husband. Right? You said do something they didn't do. What's going to happen? You're upset, right? Okay. So what happens when you are upset? Let's not go there. Right? But it's not going to pass. Let's just be simple. It's not going to pass. Something's going to happen. Sooner or later, and most of the time, it accumulates. One after the other. We don't say it the first time, second time, third time, and then suddenly we explode. Now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't do it this way. He's subhanahu, He's exalted. He's going to say, I'm not happy with her. Now what is He waiting? This is, you all need to know. Why doesn't He punish me right away? Can He? Yes? Capable? Anything? So why doesn't He do it? One word. Because He is Rahim. He's all merciful. And He's giving me time. And He's giving me opportunity, one after the other. I and you, we don't do that. Sometimes one time, okay, maybe. Next time, that's it, I'm done with her. Two strikes and you're out. Some of us, one strike and you're out. Very rarely, three strikes and you're out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't count. And just think of each one in this room. Think how many times you disobey Allah today. Don't say it to anybody, He knows. And He still fed you and fed me and brought you and made you pray here in His house, first row or second, and brought you here to learn. He doesn't do it right away, but it doesn't go. That's why I wanted to emphasize on everybody. The effects of sin does not disappear unless I or the person who committed repent completely. So Allah said that's one. The most important thing, you look at the sins, and I'm not going to talk about the heart today, we'll leave it to another class, is it's number one, affect me, affect my heart. Gradually, the heart dies. What is the sign the heart is dead? I'm not talking about physical. I'm alive, I'm talking. What is the sign the heart is dead? You don't feel you've done anything. You don't see someone doing something and you say, don't say it to her, but at least inside you, you say, Ya Allah, when will people obey you? And we justify it. That's a sign my heart is sick, and getting sicker, and getting sicker. Then when I don't feel it, let alone I enjoy it. When I enjoy the sin, everybody, don't think of the youth, don't think of the everyone in this room. Because كل ابن آدم خطأون, all the children of Adam commit sins. So nobody is immune, and no one is spared, and no angels here. We're not. And everybody, their sins differ from the others, where I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's look at things we all know, but it's always good to remember. What made Adam leave Jannah? Let's say it nicely. Disobeyed Allah. Is that a result? Is that a cause and effect? So what did he do? What did Adam do? He didn't wake up for Fajr, he didn't do that, he backbited, he whatever, he used riba, he killed, no, what did he do? In reality, he didn't sin. In reality, the reason he did it, what did Allah say? لا تقربا هذه شجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. Don't get close to this tree, you'll be a wrongdoer. Why did he came close to that? No, you all don't know it. How did Shaytan lure him? Shaytan didn't say, you touch it, you're going to get out of Jannah. What did Shaytan do? He beautified, eat it, and you will stay here forever. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. That's what Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf. Right? فَزَيْنَا لَهُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says, Shaytan beautified, waswas, he whispered. He didn't say you're going to go to Jannah. like, you know what, eat it. It's nothing. What is the big deal? No, eat it. This is good. This is what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to stay forever. That's Adam. What made Shaytan leave Jannah? He was in Jannah, right? Absolutely. And he was higher level of the angels. You probably all know that. What happened? Why he's out? Same story. Disobeyed Allah. Doesn't matter what it was. The result is disobedience to Allah. That's what I want to tell everyone. Don't tell me what I did. And this is a beautiful word. I think it's also Imam Ahmed. You know what he said? He said, don't look at what you did. Look at who you disobeyed. Don't look at what you did. Look at who you disobeyed. That will change completely. You will never say, what did I do? Minor. What is the big deal? You're going to say, wow. Ya Allah, I did this to you. Because disobedience is to Allah. It's not to people. We're not talking about people here. So what did Shaytan do? Shaytan did. And it was a major one. What was it? I'm not going to do it. Prostrate. I'm not going to do it. Why? I'm better. You all know these stories, right? So, but yeah, but what are we learning from? What are we learning from? This is what I need you all to remember, is not knowledge, is not something here. Knowledge is two places. First comes here, but then goes here, and then actions. Actions. What is the point? I know, of course, Shaytan, why I'm even being reminded. Okay, then don't be like Shaytan. So when Allah tells you, prostrate to me at 6 a.m. in the morning, prostrate. In reality, when I do not perform salah, this is what it is. I am absolutely emulating Shaytan. But I didn't say I am better than him. I put excuses. Tired, whatever. I have things. I didn't sleep well last night. Allah Ghafoor Rahim. I'll do it when I get home. All these lists of disobedience. Okay. What happened to the people of Noah? Noah. What happened to them? What happened to them? You all know that, right? The Ark of Noah. Why? Why? There were people living, Allah created them, you know. Why were they destroyed? Why? Ya qawm ya'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. That's it. That's what he told them. People, obey Allah. You have no one else. فكذبوا. Read your Quran again. كذبوا. They rejected him. What happens? أغرقنا. أهلكنا. We let them, allow them to drown. You all know this. Take it to the others. People of Hud. People of Thamud. People of Shu'aib. All of them, what did they do? They disobeyed Allah. What happened? They were destroyed. What is the cause and effect? Disobedience with a punishment. So why do I disobey Allah? Why do I commit sin? You are looking at me. Why? What is the number one? Don't blame it on Shaytan. I don't want to be Shaytan as if he's the anger. The anger, everything is Shaytan. Right? So why do we disobey Allah and Ramadan? Shaytan, all the shayateen are chilling. All of them. Doesn't work this way. I will never change if I blame someone else. I will never change. And this one, it's one of the righteous people. His name is not coming to me. He said the following. Listen to this. He said, "A'si Rabbi, I commit a sin. I commit a sin. I see the result of it on the behavior of my wife and my servant and my animal." So when you wake up in the morning and the car doesn't work, how many of us will say, "Ya Allah, what did I do today?" What do we normally say? "I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Why didn't I put it in the garage? Oh, I forgot to charge it. Oh, whatever, whatever." I don't connect. 1 + 1 = 2, inshallah, for sure. So when I do something, the result is going to come. And this is what I was trying to re-emphasize today. Because it is not enough for me just to know these are major sins. It's not going to change me. Unless I start analyzing, what did I do? One of the first things I was taught in Tazkiyah is the following. I still remember, it's 20 years ago. The Sheikh said, when someone starts saying things unpleasant to you, one-to-one, don't say he's impolite, or he is, or I'll say the first thing. Ya Allah, what did I do to you that you unleashed that person on me? Did you see the word? Unleashed. He allowed him or her to attack you, to say negative things about you or your family or whatever. But who allowed it to happen? Then why? That's what we mean. This is the connection. The connections of the sin, the result of the sin, is Allah left his protection, as Imam Ibn Qayyim said. The reason I don't sin is not because I am so pious, because Allah is protecting me. And the moment I start sinning, Allah removed it. Rafa'a hibba. And then the question, why not Allah? Why? Allah is always Rahim. Allah is always Ghafoor. What happened? Does anyone in this room has given up on somebody and you said to him or to her, I am done? Has this happened to you in your life? Yes or no? And Allah doesn't say done permanent. At that moment, he said, that's it. Go. Do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. So whenever I sin and you sin, and I'm not talking about people, don't look at people. This class is for each individual here and those who are listening to me. It's not about other people. Don't say, I know someone that you didn't learn and I will never change. It's always about me. Me and my relationship with Allah and my disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened to Fir'aun? Why Fir'aun was destroyed?
Because he disobeyed.
Alhamdulillah. And how did he disobey? It's the same story, but it's in a different way. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَمُ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ. My people, I don't know any God but me. Right? Am I better or this useless little human being he was describing Sayyidina Musa? What happened? He was destroyed. And if you look especially in Surah Al-Ankabut, for those of you who want to go back and check, the spider, Allah literally, in much shorter than other places in the Quran, he brings the name of the people, and the name of the people, the name of the, just the names. Flip the page and he tells you all, everyone, what happened to them. And usually the punishment in this dunya is very similar to what you did or what I did. Your arrogance, Allah will humiliate you. I said something not pleasant to somebody, Allah will turn it around and he will send someone to say something to me. So sins definitely has results, and the results in general. And look at this, I'm going to start sharing with you some stories. The stories makes you and some hadith of Rasulullah. This is Imam Ahmed. He narrated the following. He said, my father said to me, Imam Ahmed from a companion, and that companion father said, when the Muslims conquered Cyprus, you all know Cyprus, I have, everybody, I'm sure. And then families were, think of this very common scenario we see these days. Families were separated. Those who embraced Islam were on one side, and those who did not were on the other side. And then that man says, I saw Abu Darda. You know Abu Darda, Sahabi, well known. I saw Abu Darda crying, weeping. I said, yeah, Abu Darda, why are you weeping? We conquered Cyprus. And half of the people accepted Islam. It's day of victory. Why are you crying? See what he said. Look at this. And he said, oh, Abu Darda, what makes you cry on a day when Allah has made Islam and its people victorious? Exactly. He replied, woe unto you. When people look at things very different, when they are connected with Allah and they look deeper, he said, woe unto you, Jubayr. Look at this. How worthless are people in the sight of Allah after they disobey him? When once they were a sovereign nation, they turned away from the command of Allah and and he based them. We need to be very careful. We're living it every single day. I can see every one of you now is a story in the back of our head. It depends which country you come from. And no country is spared. We start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give us time, and then he will take us. Akhda azizin muqtadir. So he said, so Abu Darda saw this. He didn't see the victory where people are coming. He saw how people who were so victorious and they had power, and suddenly, just because they disobeyed Allah, Allah right away separated them. And you have seen this on TV, when families are separated. Mom with a child and the other child, Allah knows where they went. And that's why he started crying. Now, the couple of hadiths I'm going to share with you, I need your heart and I need your ears. And I need you to reflect on yourself, not on anyone. This one, Ummu Salama. She said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْمَعَاصِي فِي أُمَّتِي, when disobedience and sins spread amongst my ummah, true or false, are we seeing it? Everyone, do you all agree? Young and old, it's spread. It's like fire. طيب, what will happen? He said, عَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعْذَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. Allah is going to cover them with punishment from him. You don't know what it is. So Umm Salama, she said, Ya Rasulullah, but there is no righteous people between them. For sure there is righteous people between them. Yes? No place everyone is bad. No place. She said, Ya Rasulullah, أَمَا فِيهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ أُنَاسٌ صَالِحُونَ. There's nobody, no righteous person. قَالَ بَلَى. Yes, there is. And then he said, what will happen to them? This one is a good news. There's another one, not that good news at all. She said, what is going to happen to them? He said, they will all be destroyed. So if there is a punishment, everyone will be affected by the punishment. And then they will, those the righteous people will be turned to the pleasure and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when something comes in, it's going to affect everybody. And I hope, and you hope, and we all hope, I am among the righteous. I don't know. I hope, and you all hope. And I don't know how I will die. And I hope I'm going to die as, number one, as a Muslim. And number two, as a believer. Number three, as a good Muslim, a good believer. So this is the first one. Look at the second one. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, the Ummah, this means you and me. In case you wonder why we are where we are Muslims, what's happening to us Muslims, why? We are the people who are obeying Allah and we are the people who worship Allah. He said, this Ummah would stay under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning no punishments, as long as three things are told you. Number one, scholars do not support the leaders, the corrupt leaders. One. Don't say yes, yes, yes. Wait to the next sentence. Now as if I am not involved. Wait. Why? I knew it. Number two. When the pious people, and don't show me hands, how many think they are pious in this world? Don't show me hands. Allah knows. When the pious people do not vindicate the conditions of the wrongdoers. When people do wrong in the community, it's not my business. When somebody doesn't do right thing in the masjid, it's not my business. That's number two. Number three, and when the righteous people do not disregard its evil people. So action and people. How many of us get so upset with someone when they say something about me or you? I get upset with someone say something about me. But if that person, and I'm seeing her, disobeying Allah publicly, what do I say? Nothing. It's not my business. I'm not going to correct all the world. And especially if I know them, she's going to get upset with me. And that's what it is. See how these are small sins. We don't even pay attention to this. We don't even think these are sins. Look at the next one. This is so true. Yani, this, if anyone has any doubt about the nubuwa of Rasulullah, let's read this hadith. Now read it in Arabic because it's so moving in Arabic. This is he said. يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَنْ تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكْلَةُ عَلَى الْقَصْعَةِ إِلَى قَصْعَتِهَا فَقَالَ قَائِمًا وَمِنْ قَلَّةِ نَحْنِ يَوْمَئِذٍ قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ وَلَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهْنَ فَقَالَ قَائِمٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا الْوَهْنُ قَالَ حب الدنيا وكراهة الموت. Let's start. So this hadith is talking about why everyone is attacking Muslims. Everybody is attacking Muslims. Nations are attacked, individuals are attacked, universities are attacked. Everything related to Islam is being attacked. Why? Well, he predicted it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said the following. The people will soon summon one another, gather together, to attack you as people, not one, as an individual. Just like when people get together to eat from one plate. Have you seen that? It's very common. When you put a one plate, right? You put a candy and you have five hands come to that candy. This is how what he's saying. Like we are the ummah, the candy or the plate is us, and the hands is the people who are attacking us. So he said, this is gonna happen. So someone asked, which is a Sahabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, is this because we're going to be very few, so we are weak, just few numbers, and everybody is more than us? Reasonable question? What did he say? No. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ. You're plenty. 1.2, 1.3 billion Muslim. Second largest religion on earth. Fastest growing religion on earth. Why have a hand? Why we are like this? No one cares about us. Everyone attacks us. Everyone thinks this and that. As an individual person and as a family and community and. So he said, no, you're plenty. Numerous. But you will be useless like the froth of the ocean. Like the froth of the sea. What is it? Comes big. And you know nothing is going to happen. And that's why you stand. You all live in a beach city. When you go to the beach and you stand, and the huge wave is coming with a huge foam, what do? Nothing. You're still. And it's going to come and it's going to disappear. He said, you're going to be plenty, but you're going to be so weak and useless. And no one will look at us and respect us simply because. And they said, why, Ya Rasulullah? He said, honor, your honor and your dignity will be removed from the hearts of your enemies. And your hearts will be so weak. Your hearts will be so weak. He said, why? What is going to happen? Two things. And by Allah, each one of you in this room, say this to yourself. Is this is a true or not? Two reasons. He said, you love this dunya and you hate to die. You love this dunya and you hate to die. So anyone in this room can literally stand in front of Allah and says, Ya Allah, I don't care a bit about this life. We say it. But when he tests us, wow, we care a lot. And then if somebody is tomorrow is dying, someone comes tonight and tells you that you're dead tomorrow, what are you going to say? Like Sayyidina Bilal? أَغَدًا أَلْقَى الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَصَحْبِهِ يَا tomorrow, that's it. I'm going to go and meet Rasulullah and the companion. Let's go. We're going to say that? Why? What is hubb al-dunya? Why hubb al-dunya is a sin? Why loving this life is a sin? Because that's what he's saying. Why? Why? Because that's what I disobey Allah for. Right? I love sleep, so I don't wake up for salah. I love my beauty, so I don't dress properly. Right? I love me, so I love to talk and attack people, so I am better. I love money, so I go and get it from other ways. That's dunya. What is dunya? Al-malu al-banun, children and wealth. True or false? Are we weak, the weakest nation these days? And I'm not going to get to individual. Individual will be later. So today is all about nations as a Muslim ummah. Are we? And that's what it is. And is it getting better? It's getting worse? Everywhere, by the way. I don't want you to think back home. When I went to study and I came back, wallahi adahu. What I saw in my office less than 10 years, I mean, I left and came back. I remember I told my secretary, I think I was Ahlul Kahf. I think I went for 300 years. Things has changed. And I'm talking about Muslims. I'm not talking about non-Muslims. What happened? What happened that we don't feel reverent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dress code changed. People does things. I can't say it. We are on live. But things I couldn't believe. And norm. The way we dress, what happened? And mothers are okay with the daughters like that. SubhanAllah, and that's what it is. And now you say, why we are the weakest? Why when I go to the supermarket, everybody looks at me and think, and they want to make me hear this and that? Well, that's the reason. Hubb al-dunya, love of this dunya. And it will not change unless we change. Because that's what he, look at the other one. Rasulullah also said, and alhamdulillah, we still have some time, alhamdulillah. Al-Hassan, let's get to this. Al-Hassan al-Basri, who's a tabi'i, who's a follower, and he said, when people, and listen to this also, this is also a cause and effect, something and a result. He said, when people claim knowledge of deen, of course, when people claim knowledge, but they do not implement it, this is so scary. When people claim knowledge and they do not show it and implement it, one. And when people claim they love each other, and I'm not talking about the love of the opposite gender, I'm talking about the love in general. When people claim they love each other and their hearts hate each other, second. Third, and when they tie when they cut the ties of kinship, so three things. We learn and we don't apply. And I am number one guilty of this, but I'm talking about everybody. Whatever you learned, you don't have to be a scholar. Whatever you learned, and I still don't apply it. And I justify it. One. Two, when I claim I love you and you claim you love me, you're not in front of everybody, we're all nice and sweet to each other. Allah knows what happens behind us. Two. And he's talking about the hearts. When the hearts reject each other, but we don't say it. And three, when we cut the ties of the kinship. I just received a so disturbing email this morning. Amazing family. And the girl wants to leave. I want nothing to do with you. SubhanAllah, Muslim. Cut the ties of kinship, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this. He will make them deaf and blind to his guidance. He will make them deaf and blind to his guidance. What does that mean? I am not going to change. I hear the verse of the Quran, nothing happens to me. I hear the hadith of Rasulullah, nothing happens to me. I listen to the lecture, I get affected 2 minutes, and then back to square one. You come here in Ramadan, and I'm sure this masjid is full. I have no doubt that everybody is crying. Right? Finish, you go home, and don't ask me what happens. This is because, in case you wonder, this is what I want you all to start thinking, is cause and effect, which is actually a law of this earth, is always a cause and effect. So why I am not changing? That's what I would say. Why, Ya Allah? How many lectures? How many books? How many? Why? What happened? Well, look at your life. Look at your heart. Look at your relationship with each other. And look at your relationship with Allah. Analyze it. And be honest. This is what I say to myself. At least say you did it. Don't justify it. Don't say, what's the big deal? No, Ya Allah, I did it. And Ya Rabbi khair. So that's, again, a result, a sin, and its result. Ya Allah for this one. It's when I remember first time I learned this hadith, was actually in Mecca in Ramadan, one of the odd nights, and I'll remind you, or I will tell you what is it. So Rasul said the following, this is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. He said, this is in Medina. He looked at them, says, Ya Mashar al Muhajireen, oh you immigrants, subhanAllah, oh you immigrants, five. I am so worried about five. I seek refuge in Allah that you will not live to see them. Five. I seek refuge that you will not live to see them. Wait, we are living them, each one of them. وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن تَدْرُكُمْهُمْ. And I seek refuge in Allah that you will never, this will never happen. One. Whenever fornication becomes norm in a community and they do it publicly, then they will be tested by pandemics. That's not my word. That's our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And look around you in the Muslim community, outside Muslim community. That's one. Number two, and when these pandemics, they have never seen it before. SubhanAllah. And I'm gonna say it in Arabic. فَشَافِيهُمْ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَاءَ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمْ. They have seen pandemics and diseases, they have never seen it before. Does that sound familiar? Alhamdulillah, number one. Number two, وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Whenever they do not weigh with justice. And this is not only when you buy and sell. This concept in the Quran, مِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ, when you weigh things, it's not about when only buy and sell. When I do something, I want you to forgive me. But when you do something to me, I will never forgive you. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِفِينَ. Woe to those who does not keep the scale. When it comes to them, they want the justice. But when it is against them, when it is they are supposed to do the justice, they don't. So whenever people do not keep the scale, what will happen? أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمُؤْنَى. They will be afflicted with hunger and famine. Hunger and famine, and now coming to drought also. It's coming later. Famine, what do you see these days? Two, actually hunger, famine, and the injustice and the unjust rulers. Unjust rulers. Just because they don't keep their scale between them and the family, outside, in general. That's two. Now three. This is the one I heard in Mecca. When they do not pay their zakah, what will happen? What will happen? Do you know, anybody knows? They will not see rain. It will be drought. And if it was not for the animals, that's the hadith I'm translating. And if it was not for the animals, they will never see rain. وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ مَا أُمْتَرِينَ. So when you see an animal, you say, Alhamdulillah, there is an animal. Because if it was not for that animal, we would never see rain. How many of us pay our zakah? How many times I've heard it? But I pay taxes. I was like, SubhanAllah, this is haqq Allah. This is Allah's rights. Allah's right, as one of the scholars said contemporary, if every Muslim, pay their zakah, there will be no poor Muslim on this earth. No poor Muslim on this earth. Not in a country. Not in a country. That's three. Number four. And when they reject or don't keep the covenant of Allah and His Rasul, and what is the covenant we gave to Allah? We were worshiping Him. And nothing else. And what is the covenant we gave to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? We obey him. Where is the obedience? Where is the obedience? When any nation, they do not keep the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the covenant with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is individual also, and what will happen? Allah will send an enemy against him or her or them. And he or she will have the upper hand on them. So when you have someone that you hate, and they became your enemy, and they're making your life miserable, young and old. Don't say anything about that person. What you should say? What did I do? Where is my covenant with Allah that I will worship Him only, and nothing but Him, and nothing above Him, and nothing with Him? May Allah forgive us. You may find it this is hard, but isn't it reality? Isn't that what we are? And this is His words. And the last one. And when they do not apply the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in judgment, Allah will make them differ and they will fight each other. When they do not rule by the book of Allah, and I'm not talking about countries, and I'm talking about homes. I can't change countries, but you can change your homes. When you do, I and you and us don't apply the book of Allah inside the house, when Allah says don't do, don't do. When Allah says do, do in the house, then don't be surprised when there will be a lot of hatred and a lot of problems inside the house. The children are fighting with each other, your relationship with your spouse, with your in-laws. Why? Because you, I and you, are not applying the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins have sequences. Sins affect us. We don't see it, but it definitely affects us, affect our hearts, affect our homes, affect our, even it affects our mental health. I don't know how many of you know this hadith. When a man came to Rasulullah, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't feel well. This is long time, long before every reason. He said, I just don't feel well. You know what he said to him? Anybody knows? He said, Istaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Simple. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And the other Sahabi who came to Rasulullah, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you and I want to give all my salah to you. Like the salutation. How much? One third? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, I can do more. One fourth? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, I can do more. Can I do it all for you? And Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. He said to him, if you do it, you will never have a worry in your life. If you do it, you'll have no worries in your life. SubhanAllah. Sins, and we still have them, alhamdulillah. This is, if you want to cry and move your heart, read his books. It's all in Arabic. I don't know if any of them is translated. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Yeshua ibn Nun, and the Nun. He said, I am destroying Allah. I am destroying 40,000 of the best people and 60,000 of the evil people. 40,000 good people and 60,000 bad people. And then, of course, the Nun said, Ya Allah, okay, those are evil people, but why we should destroy the good people? Are you ready? That applies to you and me. Ya Allah, make us of the good people. Ya Rabbi, he said, Ya Allah, why do we destroy the good people? Allah said, because they were never angry when I was angry. They were never angry when I was angry with those who disobeyed me. But instead, they used to socialize with them. Does that sound familiar? Everybody? Young and old? If I drop a pin here in this room, I will hear it now. It's reality. I had this discussion recently with someone, and they kept thinking, you know, one day they will change, one day they will change, one day they will change. This is not kinship that you can't cut. And I said, what is the deadline? Is there a deadline? When are you stop socializing with somebody who is obviously disobeying Allah? And you're telling yourself, I'll change them. When? And how can you guarantee you will not change? And they will affect you. Also, Ibn Abi Dunya said, I went with another man to say Da'a. And I asked her, oh, mother of believer, tell us about earthquake. And she said, when they authorize fornication, And then when they start drinking alcohol, and when they use the musical instruments, Ya Allah, as if she's living with us. When they authorize fornication, when they drink alcohol, and when they use musical instruments, Allah will command the earth and will say to the earth, tremble with them, that they may. He will not distort, he will just send the earthquake. And Allah will say to the earth, move, maybe they will wake up and repent. Otherwise, he will destroy it upon them. Wake up. All these what we see is what I say to myself and everybody. What did we learn from COVID? What did we learn from COVID? Every one woman, younger and older in this room, ask yourself this question when you go home, on your sajada. And what the one thing changed in you, one thing changed in you. After 2 years of you all know what happened to us, and Allah saved us, and we're still alive. What one thing changed in your relationship with Allah? Not with people. In your relationship with Allah, with the Creator. That I say, Ya Allah, on Day of Judgment, you send me the warning, and I learned it. Do you see changes? I'm not going to say it. In general, subhanAllah. And then that man asked, this is not done. He said, yeah, mother of believers, we're still talking to Sayyidah Aisha. Is it a punishment? That's why there is an earthquake? She said, it is some advice and mercy from Allah, earthquakes. And if they changed, alhamdulillah. If they didn't change, he will destroy them. Now I'm going to do the last one because the Adhan is going to be very quick. Also in the Arab Dunya, he said, the earth trembled. So there was an earthquake at the time of Rasulullah. Don't you think earthquake is one of these days? So there was an earthquake at the time of Rasulullah. So Rasulullah put his hand, placed his hand on the earth, and he said to it, stay still, keep still, for it is not your time yet, to the earth. Then he turned to the companions, to his companions, and said, your Lord wants you to please him, seek his pleasure. When Allah sends the earthquake, it's a warning. Whether it happened where I am, whether I see it, whether I hear about it, whether I see it on TV. It's not like it's in Japan, I have nothing to do with it. It's the earth. And this could be me. Wake up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his rahmah, out of his rahmah, he sent me wake-up calls. He sent me messages. I always say this. Everything in my life, day and night, is message from Allah. Do I understand it? Do I know it's a message? Do I know what he wants from me? Do I take it, accept it, act on it? Alhamdulillah. If I didn't, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. That's the last one. Following is going to happen. إِذَا تَبَيَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ, which is a form of selling, which is very, it's basically, it's riba, it's interest. It's a, you go around it. So I say to you, I'm going to sell you this mic and give me $100 in 1 year. And he said, okay. And then I said, okay, I'm going to buy it from you right now for $80. I'll give you the 100, I will buy it from you right now, right, for $80. But then there is still $40 you paid to me at the end, or $20 paid to me at the end. It's a riba, because I still have it, and I got $20 on top. He said, basically, when people start finding smart ways to go around interest, that's one. And number two, and when you love this life and stayed and hated to struggle for the sake of Allah, he's talking to the men jihad and to us struggle for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second the question to everybody in this room, and don't answer me, it's for you. And somebody have asked me this question, and I asked some students before. What did you give up for Allah? What did you give up for Allah? Not he took it away from me. You give it up, especially something you love. But you gave it up just for Allah. So he said, when you don't do this anymore, and when you start doing these tricks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate you, and you will stay humiliated till you go back to your girl. Sins have sequences, babies, young and old, and it affects not you only in your relationship with Allah, but affect me, and affect you, and affect us as nations, and affect us as a ummah. And now, inshallah, you all now have a simple answer why we are who we are now as Muslims. Ma asaba min musiba. Who can finish this verse? Rabbi ma kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. Whatever calamity happens to you is as a result of what you did. And he forgave a lot. Imagine if he didn't. As Allah also said in Surah Al-Nahl, وَلَا يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ وَلَا يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُ. Twice in the Quran. If Allah will take people accountable immediately for what they are doing, he will leave nobody walking on this earth. And the last thing I will leave it to you, one of the righteous people said, if sins has a smell, you will never be able to sit next to me. If sins has a smell, you will never be able to sit next to me. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا We'll continue إن شاء الله next week We'll also go to the individual results of this and بارك الله فيكم Any question or any comment